Rump steak. Purged aubergine.
Yes.
Egg. Oh. Frittata. Ah, trick question. That's an asthmatic rattlesnake. Okay. Vinyl.
What's cooking on 95 BFM?
Welcome to the BFM studio, Reb Fountain.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great. I played at a place called What's Cooking.
Whereabouts?
When I was in the UK just recently.
Any good?
It was actually way better than I expected.
Okay. Hopefully this is the same situation then.
I feel like it is already. It totally is.
So off air you were saying that you've just been on a bit of a tour through the west coast of the USA and also to London, England.
That's right. And I went to Paris for 2 days, which is my first official time in Europe. So it was pretty exciting.
Did you see the Eiffel Tower?
Yes, I did. But it was closed up there because it was so windy. But I went to Rodin's garden, which was amazeballs. That was really beautiful. And just walked everywhere, actually. I did a lot of walking. And going up the coast, I drove up the coast, Pacific Coast Highway in the States and up to Vancouver. And that was incredible. It always is incredible. Every time is different, though.
What kind of vehicle do you choose when you're driving around?
I don't even know what it was called. I was squished in the back seat with a dog and a whole bunch of stuff.
What was the dog in good neck?
It was really cute.
Okay, because that could be a problem.
Was it a small or medium size?
If it's like a rank little dog with short hair, and they think, oh, I don't have to clean it ever because it's got short hair.
Actually quite little, sort of like movie dog. You know, one of those little Benji kind of dogs.
Oh, yeah. Pretty cute.
He had
name
a
like
little
Jack
bit of,
or something like that.
Kipper.
Yeah, there you go.
And he ate some chicken nuggets on the way up.
Ooh.
Yeah, he's obviously a really good dog.
Kipper's just one of the lands, eh?
Yeah, exactly. I didn't have the chicken nuggets, but Kipper did. Yeah.
Now, Reb,
what are
for
we
this
doing?
Feature, for this feature,
what are we doing?
Cooking, I gave you a loose brief. I was like, you can theme. Basically, you are on the show tonight to guest select some music and have a bit of a chat.
Just a heads up.
Okay, thanks for letting me know because I don't know what the fuck is doing.
What am I doing here? I was like,
you must have been to 95 BFM a few times though, eh?
Yes, surely. I have. And surely. As I said to you earlier, this is the cleanest I've ever seen it.
Everybody, did you hear that?
You guys are
this
living
is the cleanest.
The dream.
I think it's all the new stickers I'm putting on the door over there that really make this room pop.
I think it's the fact that I'm thinking about shaving, but I haven't shaved.
You don't need to.
It's that kind of thing. No, but that is correct. John was alluding to the fact that he has given you a sort of a bit of an angle. What was the angle, John?
Select some songs.
It was quite hard, actually.
I did choose what you'd sing in the shower. I reckon that would be.
That's very different than what I have chosen today. Although sometimes I do sing these in the shower.
Are you a shower singer?
I'm an everywhere singer.
I haven't sung in the shower in ages. Now I bring it up.
And often, if I get really stressed, I play this game that's called "Sing Everything You Say."
Oh.
It really helps me and everyone around me to cope with my madness. Yeah.
Should we kick straight into one of your selections? They've gone with a brand new, sure to be a classic, Otis Harding's brand new track, The Barrel.
Oh yeah, my theme was friends or New Zealand musicians know and have worked with in some capacity, loosely or otherwise.
That's a great theme, Joe.
Yeah.
What can you tell us about this Aldous Harding song or your working relationship with Aldous?
Well, this is a rather loose one. I met Hannah when she was in the band The Eastern many, many years ago, and they were up here in Auckland touring, and I'd been close friends with Adam and Jess for a long time. And then many years or several years later, I joined the band just as she was leaving. So we had some crossover moments and, of course, have known her otherwise in other musical circles too. So that's really our love connection was being in
the Eastern
and, touring like crazy.
Amazing.
Very nice. This is Aldous Harding with The Barrel.
Child, I never knew enough what to do to me.
Otis Harding there. Yeah, John, Otis is in her real name.
Sorry.
Grind to your pillow.
Shock. I'm shocked. What about Marlon Williams? Is that his real name?
Nope.
What about Red Fountain? Is that your real name?
We're all in camouflage.
Are you even John? Who knows? we're in studio with Red Fountain, by the way, everyone.
Hi.
This isn't just a casual conversation. We're trying to buzz John out about who's real and who's not real, which is usually what happens actually on the show.
Now, you're selecting the music tonight.
Yes.
New Zealand musicians that you have worked with or admire.
Yeah, yeah.
Who's the next one?
So the next one is my friends Brendan and Alison Turner, and they've just released a record, and the song that we're going to play is called Ghost of a Friend. And Brendan played for a long time with my dear friend Sam Preble in the Bond Street Bridge Band.
Oh, yeah, R.I.P.
Yeah, and Sam and I played music together for 10 years. And actually, a month before Sam passed, we, including Brendan, recorded my album or EP, Hopeful and Hopeless, along with Dave Kahn and Dylan Story and Cole Goodley. And we had a little family thing going on. So I've known Brendan for a long time, and really nice to see that he and Alison have got this record out, because I know they've been working on it for ages.
The cover is so regal. It looks so
mid-70s. It's beautiful. It's, yeah. it's so them. And yeah. They're on tour at the moment, actually. They're at the Wine Cellar here in Auckland on Saturday.
Oh, shit.
And then they're at Lee on Sunday. So you can catch them. And they're beautiful people, and the music's amazing, and I can't recommend it enough. And it sounds super.
Ghost of a friend got me on the run. Ghost of a friend is a loaded gun. Another mile of black tar, a cinder in the sun. Ghost of a friend is a loaded gun. Can you roll the window down? Ghost of a friend drifts all around. Can you roll the window down? Ghost of a friend roams every town. Friend caught in the coil. Gears in a grind, he's whining for oil. Ghost of a friend caught in the coil. Can he roll the window down? Ghost of a friend drifts all around. A friend roams every town. A friend got me running on in vain. I can't even say his name. Can't even roll the window down. Ghost of a friend drifts all around. Can't even roll the window down. Ghost of a friend roams every town. Ghost of a friend roams every town. Ghost of a friend.
That was Brendan and Alison Turner. Are they brother and sister? Did we cover that off?
They're married.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah. That makes, isn't that sweet?
It makes sense also.
They're playing Saturday night at the Wine Cellar.
Yes, and Sunday
at Lee Sawmill.
At Lee Sawmill. I'm definitely going to go to
Lee Sawmill Cafe.
Yeah, it's a beautiful, it's like an early evening show, so it's a nice time to go out. Family friendly, mm-hmm. Except I'll be drinking a lot of whiskey, but yeah.
Tom Cunliffe
Sam
as well.
Whiskey.
And Tom Cunliffe, my
who's
friend.
Who's fantastic.
Yes, and who I've worked with as well. He's a lovely man. In fact, he was house-sitting my house and doggies while I was away.
What are your dogs?
I have.
Let's get back to dogs.
Yeah. All about the dogs, this show. What's cooking, doggies? that I have Hazel, and she's a Gordon setter, which is kind of like an Irish setter, but black and tan.
Okay.
And actually, this is a fun fact.
Is that like a dog that's got wool instead of fur?
Let's have a look what an Irish setter looks like.
No, say Gordon.
I don't know if you're going to get a picture of your actual dog. Does it have a Facebook page and stuff?
Yes, yeah, it does.
Has it got a personality? at my dog, please.
And actually, Gordon setters were the origins of Rottweilers.
Oh, wow, okay.
They were bred from them, and Dobermans. So they're black and tan. Oh, they're really pretty.
Oh, yeah,
they're
quite noble looking. Great looking dog.
It's like a relaxed looking Rottweiler. Kind of looks like a Labrador
hairier,
and a Rottweiler just cruised out a bit. I do like a spaniel kind of vibe as
well.
Yeah,
and that's what I fell in love with her, because she looked like a cocker spaniel.
The wavy ears.
Yes.
I love that coat.
Super Dumbo ears. I've always been into Dumbo. Mm. So she's kind of a good combo. And then the other dog is her son.
That one's little, John. I haven't quite grown up. It's real small.
So cute. her son, Bear, is his dad was a Black Alsatian, a police stud dog.
Shit.
And he's enormous.
Bit a few people, no doubt.
He's good at catching things.
The baddies.
Yeah, not anymore. Yeah. But he was in. Yeah, he was on death row for a while, and he survived.
Shit. What?
It's a long story. We can't go into it here.
Heavy. I didn't think we were going to get to dog death. Just wanted to talk about. We were looking at a cute dog before. It felt quite nice.
He's a beautiful dog. Anyway, so yeah, that well kept by Tom Cunliffe. If anyone out there needs a dog sitter, he's your man.
Nice.
Right on.
Now we've got some tiny ruins in the system.
That's a fact.
She was up here the other day.
Oh,
and
really?
Did she do this very segment, or did she come in and play?
I think
it was a
bit of both. We're quite loose. But it was before her album had come out, and she was saying it took quite a while for it to come out, and she was just dying for it to come out. And I can see why now, because it sounds fantastic.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it was just the background music. I was like, what's going on? Yeah, it's okay.
Don't be alarmed. Someone will be having a sesh in a car right now, freaking out.
That's why you do it, isn't it?
Yeah.
So Holly and I, her real name's not Tiny.
Damn it.
Tiny, sorry. I've known of her, and she's been like this superhero, amazing singer-songwriter, so talented, such a poet, and... actually, we ended up working together on a different person's project. We were asked to do Neil Finn's record, Out of Silence.
Gee whiz.
And we were in the choir together.
At Roundhead, when it was all filmed and stuff.
And it was all filmed.
Fantastic.
It was pretty magic.
Yeah.
It was a beautiful thing.
Can people watch that on YouTube?
I think you can go back. Everything was filmed. And obviously there was music videos made out of that filming as well. Yeah, so that's kind of what I've done with Holly, and also played a lot with her band.
Or Ms. Ruins,
yes.
John would say.
Was a fantastic experience, just being in Roundhead.
Fantastic.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
There's been so many puns this afternoon, actually. We've really been in a bit of a pun hole.
Well, first of all, Charlotte Ryan, who's Neil's PA, phoned me up and was like, just here with Neil and been listening to your EP. And
she sounds
just
like
really
that.
Loves
she totally
it.
Sounds like
she
that.
Does. And he'd love you to sing on the record. I'm just going to pass you over to him. And I was like, hi, Neil. My name's Pip Fountain. It was pretty awesome. And he's a lovely, lovely man, just singing his music and being there. And with all these other incredible musicians. And it was.
He's in Fleetwood
far
Mac.
Out.
He's in fucking Fleetwood Mac.
Isn't that crazy?
It's crazy.
It's sort of so
bizarre. You might be in Fleetwood Mac one day. You never know.
I'm waiting for him to call me up, because imagine how much money you'd get for doing this.
Money is tight. Money's tight.
Yeah, it's great. It's astounding. If they're playing those big stadium shows, the amount of moolah that they pull in, especially when they're sold out.
That word again? Moolah.
Moolah.
Shit, yeah.
Moolah, booch. It's all happening here.
Should we hit... this is Olympic Girls by Tiny Ruins. Yeah.
Yeah, what a beautiful song.
The same cover of sky, you said my freedom feels like a white lie. sweet on the back seat. Another day older. A love spell rushes you by. The smoke and the smolder. We were only inches away. Still. Find a thing if you can't lose yourself. Everyone's in a while. I looked for your figure, the cut your shape would make, and the freedom of a microphone. There's a shadow I can't shake.
Tiny Ruins right there with Olympic Girls, as chosen by Rip Fountain.
Hi.
Howdy. Howdy. Howdy, John. You're there also. John's here.
Hi, everyone. Hi, Rip Fountain. I'm really enjoying this
selection. Are you happy with the colour of your microphone, Rip? You've got the yellow microphone. Are you okay with that?
I've been actually feeling a bit anxious about John's microphone because it keeps dropping. It's blue and
also,
it just keeps slipping.
Also, our eye contact is strange as well because we've got to look through the thing.
It is,
but
yeah.
We get there.
I am used to this, though. I'm kind of like, you can see me... Like
it's mint watching his microphone fall down there, like.
It's like, why can I never hear John properly? Well,
why
my microphone
can't you get
is
it fixed?
Nah. Then what bands will be
at? That chair over there. Do you think things get fixed over here?
Don't
quickly?
Look at that chair. Whatever you do, I think every time you look at that chair, it dies a bit more. That chair's fucked. Also, John's now displaying a chair that's held together with one screw, and the top's just starting to fall off a little bit. But you do have a footstool, John.
But it's bloody tidy in here.
But it's tidy. It's tidy. Everything's. Knackered, but it's in the right place.
The headphones are working, which is
that's unusual,
the most
but yes,
important.
Great.
Yeah,
there's good songs aplenty. Of course, that was Tiny Ruins. We're going to slip into some Thin Andrews now. What is you've got a really recent connection with Thin, don't you?
Yeah, Reb? Well, actually, weirdly, we got asked to do this. I mean, it was huge. Bales fan, and in fact, when one of my first tours, we had Nux Vomica as our tour record. You know how you used to do that in the days? You just have one album because there was no Spotify.
Right.
And yeah, I was a massive fan, and we got asked to do this David Bowie tribute thing after he died, and Finn flew over, and thank God he was there. I'm not going to say anything else about it, but
he's like New Zealand's Thin White Duke.
He was amazing. And so, of course, I said to him, not only that I was a huge fan, but my friend Sam Preble was the one who introduced us, and we hit it off. And so when he decided to do some solo touring stuff, he said, hey, do you want to come and sing with me? Which I did. And then I've just recorded with him on his record, this new record that we're going to play a song from. And
One Piece at a Time.
One Piece at a Time. And we're on tour at the moment.
Are you touring as Reb Fountain with him? Or are you performing as part of his
band? I'm doing both.
Band?
So my friend Dave Carr and I are opening the show, and then we're in Finn's band as well.
You are playing this Saturday night, the 30th of March, with Finn Andrews, presented by BFM at the Auckland Town Hall Concert Chamber. You can get tickets from banishmusic.com.
You better get them soon, because apparently Finn just texted me saying it's about to sell out. So if you really want to go, I have to say,
what's his text manner like?
Awesome.
Can I see the text?
He's full of emojis.
Is it?
You wouldn't think it, but he loves the emoji.
I'm glad I asked. Does he send a little a hat like what he wears emoji at the end?
He does.
Signs off with a hat?
He does.
Finn here. Yeah.
He's actually made his own.
Signing off with a fedora.
Emoji.
He told me he's only got one of those hats. That really surprised me. I thought I wanted him to have kind of a walk-in wardrobe with a different type of hat, but they're all... He finds
so
a hat
classy.
That he likes.
I love it about Finn.
Totally.
Yeah.
You've gone with The Spirit and the Flame.
Yeah, there's so many great songs off this record, and if you come on Saturday, you can hear them. And I'd really recommend it if you can make it.
But I threw it all away. I followed every crumb you left along the way. No matter how I'd scream, I couldn't wake the dead. So I sing it to the night and to the moonlight instead. It's dark beyond the stars, cold out in the rain, but I'm still looking for a glimpse of the spirit in the flame. A wilderness of sea, a bottle full of rain, a dream within a dream, no part of it unnamed. And though I find it hard, and though I dare not speak, you wipe the tears and touch your hand upon my cheek. It's dark beyond the stars, it's cold out in the rain, I'm still looking for a glimpse of the spirit in the flame. The spirit in the flame. It's too dark now, I can't go back, nor carry on all the same. I loved you and that's a fact. Now I'm on my own again. I wanted it all so real, can't wait for it to unfold. Just wanna know how it feels, don't leave me out in the cold. Don't leave me out in the cold. Stop beyond stars, it's cold out in the rain, I'm still looking for a glimpse of the spirit in the flame. It's dark beyond the stars, it's cold out in the rain,
still looking for a glimpse of the spirit in the flame. The spirit in the flame. The spirit in the flame. The spirit in.
Smooth as silk. Old mate Finn Andrews there, doing what he does best. That was a spirit in the flame.
We should say we just had a caller absolutely frothing about Finn Andrews on Saturday night. He was saying that he saw him twice in Minneapolis, of all places, and he just can't wait to see Finn perform at the Auckland Town Hall Concert Chamber on Saturday night. Get tickets from Banished Music. It's just about to sell out.
Nice plug, Tom.
Very nice.
Now,
it's been cool hanging out with you guys.
Hey, thanks so much for coming out. We really appreciate it.
Yeah. I'm going to come back.
Yes.
Real soon.
Now, Reb.
Give you some cheers for Pete's sake.
Reb, you have got a new song.
Yeah.
And it's we've got like a little filing system up here at BFM, and it's sitting in the F category, which means it's in the
Fountain?
Running for playlist consideration.
Oh, so, that's so kind. That's
so that's a little bit of behind the scenes things.
Oh, this is really good to know. Well, I made a new record and with my friend Dave, and we made it at Roundhead, and I reckon it's the best thing I've done, and I'm really excited to share it with you. And this is the first song from it, singly song or whatever you do.
As John said, it's for everyone's consideration.
Do you want to tell us, is there anything, a story behind the song?
Oh, there's stories behind all the songs.
It's right? Faster, like, do I yell that? Or
it's a fast metal song, just like Metallica, what we were talking about before. But it's got this nice music video that my daughter Lola made, and it's all shot on Ektachrome, Kodak Ektachrome, which is like Super 8.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And we went out to Rangitoto and filmed a bunch of stuff. And actually, there's some footage in the video as well of when I was a kid, like an old Super 8 of my mom when she was sort of 19 as well. It's real pretty. You can check it out on the YouTubes.
Mint. Just type in Reb Fountain faster and then follow your nose kind of thing.
That is the way to... I think that's the best
that's
way
how you
nowadays.
Internet. Okay,
yeah.
Everyone.
What's it called again? Google.
Well, slow down, mate. Pick your search. Whatever search browser you're into.
You can Instagram it. You can tweet it. I can't tweet. I don't tweet. But Facebook it.
All right, Reb. Hey, thank you so much.
Should we do a sign-off?
Yeah, I think...
Thanks a million for coming in, and it's been a real pleasure.
Thanks, you
fantastic.
Guys.
Fantastic, yeah.
I've admired you from afar around Auckland for a long time, so it's really nice to meet you, actually.
It's really nice to meet you guys, and please come to a show. And
also, my mum texts in saying
John's
she's
mom.
Loving the selection of music.
Hey, John's mum, 5395, don't
right
private
there.
Text John. Thanks, Reb.
Thank you, guys. Enjoy the song.
Go faster, can't find the time. Told me my flower sour the wine, drank from my chalet, took what was mine. Stared hard, she could see a lot of things. You were famous, I was young, roosting birds fall, drunk on the plum. Man killed the bird with the bird killed the sun.
to be sung. Bitter welcome, flowers full of perfume. Mary and I said, brace with the blue. I can't go telling. Some men pluck roses, some take to the sky. But I see many feathers, justice don't throw. You can't catch a comet, she's moving too slow.
That was What's Cooking on 95 BFM.